For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Cultural Baggage Program was Mr. Cliff Thornton, who ran for governor in this past election for the state of Connecticut. And though he didn't win, he certainly opened the dialogue in the whole New England area about the subject of drug war, drug reform.
It was a very interesting, Dean. I'd say during that time period, we had pretty close to 90 articles printed about my run for governor. And of those 90 articles, 70 of those articles had real strong mention of drug policy. The thing I think that we all have to start looking at is how we're going to expand this movement and how we're going to get our message in the halls where they make these laws in and around drugs. The federal level is fine, but I think we have to really start to focus in on now the state and local level. At the local level, we can produce such ordinances as making marijuana the lowest priority as far as enforcement, and also having city ordinances where cannabis is legalized outright. So we've got to start looking at these types of policies and laws and work with city and state government to try and bring about a change. The dialogue is at a point where it's never been before in Connecticut. I'm in the process, again, of working with the city governments to put on a drug policy conference like we had in October. And also, Dean, there's a big project where I'm trying to get heroin maintenance and safe injection rooms off the ground here in Connecticut.
We'll follow Cliff's progress with his opium maintenance organization, and it would follow on the heels of many great successes in Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Canada with their Naomi project. And let's not forget Great Britain, which started a similar project just last week. I'm going to close out with a quote here and see if you can guess who it is. Quote, marijuana never kicks down your door in the middle of the night. Marijuana never locks up sick and dying people, does not suppress medical research, does not peek in bedroom windows. Even if one takes every reefer madness allegation of the prohibitionists at face value, marijuana prohibition has done far more harm to far more people than marijuana ever could. And that is from Mr. William F. Buckley, Jr., American author and journalist who founded National Review.
This is your drug czar, John Walters. Do not listen to the Drug Truth Network. It's evil. Pure evil.
I got $1,200 if you'll ever come on the show, John. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.